Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is one of the smartest guys I know. He's an advisor to CEOs, has been an advisor to CEOs his entire career, and he's been a regular guest on our show for, golly, about 13 years now. And he's here to talk to us about some very important things that are going on out there in the local and national and global marketplaces. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Sam, I just polled my small business audience the other day about how it looks for them by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we polled them in September. We polled them again in December.
Mm.
And it's pretty much about, I'm going to say about 60, in the 60% range, maybe 64-65%, said things were either doing good or great.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we still got about 25% who were saying things are not great. And, mm-hmm. and, but the big number are people who are saying, yeah, it's better, but it's not great.
Yeah.
And well, and that's been pretty much like it's been, but I am seeing the numbers creep up, the good numbers creep up a little bit over what it was, say, a year or two ago. What do you think?
It would be interesting to make a ratio of the good to the not so good and see how that ratio changes over time, because I'm seeing and we're all reading about, but I'm seeing it anecdotally, and I'm persuaded that the overall economy is doing pretty well. If you take a look at the economy at any time, a certain percentage are not going to be doing so mm-hmm. great. I mean, that's just statistically.
It's always going to be
worked out that way. Even in great times, there's
right.
some folks are just not going to be. But overall, things look pretty good. I mean, if you think that the gross domestic product was up nearly 4%, 3.9% at the annual rate in the third quarter, and 4.6% in the second quarter. That's a really strong,
right?
Past 6 months. That's
so
good.
If we're correct that the economy is, I don't think anybody's saying that the economy is leaping off the ground, but it does seem to be incrementally growing a little bit. What are some of the implications of that growth?
Well, when we grow, quite aside from all the good stuff, which is more customers, more sales, and so forth, and hopefully a better bottom line, we look for other changes that can affect our operations, such as higher interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
I believe higher interest rates are coming. They'll be here in 2015. Who knows exactly the dates, but it has to happen.
Well, the Fed's already telegraphed that, haven't they?
They have. The Fed has telegraphed it. But, you know, in contrast to what a lot of – there's kind of a common belief that the Fed really controls interest rates. They really don't.
They have an impact on short-term rates, but they don't impact long-term rates.
That's correct. And for example, you might think that all our quantitative easing, this printing of the dollar in the past 4 or 5 years, has been keeping our interest rates low, but in fact, Germany is. You know what the 10-year bond rate is on the German government? 0.55, about one
wow.
half of 1%
wow.
for 10 years.
But I will tell you one thing, Sam, and I know this is something we need to talk about real quick.
Uh-huh.
What the Fed does has a big impact on how small business owners pay what they pay for interest, because we're based on prime plus. Prime, whatever the prime rate is, which is mm-hmm. driven off of what the Fed's funds rate.
Yep.
Our rate's prime plus 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. So the mm-hmm. Fed's, if the Fed is at 1% or 0.5%, then, you know, that's good for small business to borrow money. What we need, though, is for the economy to grow where small business owners feel like they can invest and borrow money and take advantage of some of these low rates.
Well, they should, and to the extent that they're able to, they need to lock in the rates. I know that if it's going to fluctuate with prime, or then it's going to fluctuate. To the extent that they can finance their fixed properties, mm-hmm. with the effect, you know, like mortgages or term loans that have a fixed interest rate, that would be very timely.
So you think
now.
Short-term rates are going to be higher a year from now than where they are now?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Folks, that's something to think about, just as an indicator, if you're planning, especially if you're thinking about. I know a lot of you will finance a piece of property, maybe a piece of real estate, with a five year balloon.
Yeah.
Maybe now's a good time to go ahead and lock that in for five more years.
I sure think so.
If you can't get longer than that, I think Sam's right about that. We come back. There's some trouble in China and other parts of the world that are affecting us here in the United States, and we're going to get Sam to help us with that. After these messages, it's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.